This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. You've probably heard the commercials urging you to drive over to your local mall and plunk down a few hundred dollars to get a full body CT or CAT scan. The scans, like those your doctor might order, use radiation to take sort of a snapshot of your internal organs so that a tumor, for instance, may be seen long before you might otherwise know you are sick. But unlike these limited scans ordered by your doctor, you get your whole body scanned, and you don't need a prescription, and you can get the scans as often as you like, every year if you want. But what about the radiation that you receive during the scan? We know that radiation exposure can cause cancer, but how much is too much? When does the benefit outweigh the risk? A paper published in the journal Radiology says that people who take full-body scans are exposing themselves to potentially harmful radiation, and they may not realize it. David Brenner is a professor of radiation oncology and public health at the Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia University. He's one of the authors of the paper, and he joins me by phone. Thanks for talking with us, Dr. Brenner.
Pleasure to be here.
Do you get a lot of radiation on a full-body scan?
You do. The reason is that it's a CT scan, or CAT scan, as it's sometimes called. And the very nature of a CAT scan is that one gets beams of radiation fired at you from all different directions, and then the computer puts all that information together to get this high-definition 3D image of the inside of your body. So you're getting many, many equivalents of single X-rays. And effectively, it's like having 100 chest X-rays or 100 mammograms or something like that. So it is a significant amount of radiation.
And you write in your paper that it begins to approach the exposure to some people who, at a nuclear bomb site.
Well, it is actually equivalent to the radiation dose that some of the survivors got at from Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Certainly not those who are close in to the explosion. Mm-hmm. They got enormous doses, of course. But the further you were away from the bomb, of course, the less radiation you got. And it turns out that people who were about a mile and a half away from the explosion, which is quite a long way in radiation terms, actually got about the same radiation dose as the dose from a whole-body CT scan.
And you point out in your paper that there are some people probably who are getting these whole-body scans possibly every year.
Well, it's certainly being touted as an alternative or an addition to your annual checkups. And if you have more of these scans, of course, the radiation builds up and therefore the risk builds up. Just as an example, I mean, we estimated if, in an extreme case, if you had one every year, say from your mid-40s to your mid-70s, your risk of cancer from the radiation, from all those scans, would be about 1 in 50, about 2%, meaning that if 50 people had this series of scans, probably one of those people would ultimately die from a radiation-induced cancer, which has a certain irony, as one is looking for cancers, and here is one is actually producing them. So one has to be concerned about the balance of the risks and the benefits here.
Do we know yet? Have there studies been done to know what the benefits of these full-body scans are versus the risk?
Well, there's the problem, that we don't. There have been no large-scale studies to figure out what the benefits of these full-body scans might be. You probably know, for example, with mammography, there have been tremendous debates about just what are the benefits of a mammogram. But no such studies have been done with these full-body screening CTs. So one has to take it on faith that there's some benefit. We don't know quite what that benefit is. We do know roughly now what the risk is, and it's quite significant if one has a series of these scans. But it's very hard to try and balance the risks and the benefits when you really don't know what the benefits are.
How can a device and a procedure that gives radiation to people and they can walk up, pay money, and get radiated, how can that go unregulated?
That's a very good question, Ira, and I'm not about to give you an answer, but that is the situation.
There's no regulation. Anybody can set up a body scan like you can a tanning booth and go in and use it.
I don't think anyone can set it up. I think you have to be a certified radiologist
right.
to set one of these things up, but you certainly don't have to register. The FDA, for example, which one might think would be the Food and Drug Administration, one would think would be the right agency, and they in fact have suggested that these are not a good idea, but they have no power to enforce that suggestion.
I'm just sitting here thinking about, wow. But let's be clear about this. If you are sick and your doctor recommends a scan, people should go and get one because the benefits at this point do outweigh the risks.
Yeah, that's a whole different situation. And if there's potentially some problem in an organ or you've been in an accident or something like that and your physician suggests you have a CT scan, the benefits of getting the right diagnosis enormously outweigh the risks. So there's no question in that case you should have the CT scan. What we're talking about here are what is sometimes called the worried well, people who don't have any apparent problems but would like to just get a checkup to make quite sure that's true, which is certainly sounds an attractive idea, but there seems to be a price to pay in this case, which is the radiation exposure that you get.
But it seems like a throwback to the days of, you went into a shoe store and got your feet fluoroscoped.
That's correct. That is indeed the case. But in those days, there was a reason for that, in that we didn't really understand the risks of radiation anything like as much as we do now.
But now we understand the risks and we do it anyhow.
That's correct.
Okay. Maybe.
Certainly. I would suggest thinking twice before having a series of these CT scans. And having one of them, the risk is probably not so large, but the benefit probably isn't so large either.
And there's no way to know even if the machines are calibrated to give you the dose that you think you're getting? Or
no, there is no way to know that. As you rightly say, the FDA have no control over these machines as we speak. So one doesn't know what the machines are, whether they're working correctly. There is a problem there.
So it'd be up to some attorney general of some state somewhere who wants to might regulate this thing.
I believe there are a few states that are starting to regulate these things, but it would be nice if there were some federal regulations.
Well, thank you very much. Maybe something will happen after people hear you.
My pleasure, Aaron.
David Brenner, professor of radiology, radiation oncology and public health at the Mailman School of Public Health at Columbia University. Thanks again for talking with us today.